Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And I tell you right now, the 6-Minute Webinar has been blowing people completely out of the water. I am joined today by the honorary host here on the Tokenet radio station, Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And ladies and gentlemen, of all of the webinars we put on, all of the trainings that we've had people attend, there has been one comment that we have never heard when it comes to the training and when people see what the 6-Minute Webinar can do for them. And that one comment that we have never heard is, well, thank you very much, but this is not a really a good fit for me. So what does that tell you, Mr. Bill? Tell them about the 6-Minute Webinar and the training we got coming up tomorrow, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Yeah, the 6-Minute Webinar, it's really exciting. You know, the 6-Minute Webinar is a very simple, quick, effective way to speak to your perfect client with a powerful call to action. But the process of going through meeting Script Pal, who actually writes the script for you, we're going to do the boot camp tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific. You have an interest, it's the 6MinuteWebinar.com is where you can sign up. But the 3-hour boot camp, we go through the whole process. You answer some questions, series of questions, you hit submit, Script Pal writes your script for you, right, Jim?
And yes, sir.
You have yourself a webinar. But the process of clarity that you achieve because of the way we've structured this is what blows people away. They're absolutely stunned when they see how much that they've learned about their business and about how to speak about their business with other people. That's something that is a challenge for many, many people.
You're exactly right on that, Bill, because I tell you right now, a lot of people, they want to target practice with a shotgun. They want to tell everything and go on and on and on and talk too much.
Right.
And they lose people. They lose people. They really do. The 6-Minute Webinar gets you laser focused how you can communicate what you do to your ideal client, how you can solve their problem, because the person listening to you, they just want to know one thing. Can you help me?
That's basically all they want to know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
And today we're joined by Mr. Matthew Gardner. My goodness gracious. We had Matthew on our TV show. When I heard about him, or saw him, I should say, and he's referred to me by Don McGrath, Dandy Don, as he's fondly known around the world. And when we had him on the TV show, I says, I've got to give this young man an opportunity to get his message out to all of our viewers, because we've got over 6 million downloads. Thanks to all you good folks out there. We're on all the major podcasts from Amazon, to iTunes, to iHeartRadio, Google, you name it, Spotify. But he's going to be talking to us today about igniting your passion and unlocking your creativity. Wait till you hear this, young man. You'll be glad you did. Mr. Bill, let's welcome Mr. Matthew Gardner to the show.
Welcome, Matthew.
All right. Well, thank you both. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you, sir. You know, you're going to be talking to us today about igniting your passion, unlocking your creativity and that sort of thing. But before we get going, would you just share a little bit with the folks about who you are, what you do, that sort of thing, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. So I call myself a personal transformation specialist. And basically what that means is My entire life's journey has all been about personal transformation and turning lightness, or rather turning darkness into light and transforming lead into gold. And I believe that we're all here dealt with a hand, but it's up to us to use it in a positive way. So I've made that my life's endeavor. And last year in April of 2020, my fiance passed away from terminal cancer. And so that became a very distinct point for me in my spiritual journey, where I obviously went through a period of grieving and recovery and deep emotional experience. And on the other side of that, I found inspiration to assist others and to begin transformation on a whole new level. And I founded Phoenix Rising United, which is all about rising from the ashes and, again, embodying that idea of turning darkness into light and living a life of enlightenment with all the lights on. And that's become my life's work.
You know, that was when you were on the TV show. I remember you talking about you lost the love of your life. And imagine, you know, you being engaged to a beautiful lady, or if you're a lady and engaged to a handsome guy, your fiance, and you lose them to disease like cancer. That had to be very devastating for you, very dark for you. And how did you, you know, how did you overcome that? What are some of the things that you could share with someone that may be going through something or has went through something similar to that, sir?
Well, yeah, from my point there, Jim, it's really a part of the spiritual experience of life here. And I view every facet of life as being part of the spiritual journey. So I, number one, already had that standpoint on things. Of course, this was the next lesson, the next level of growth for me going through this type of process. So I would say, you know, if you have a more unlimited perspective on how life works and the idea that consciousness exists beyond the body, then you can already know that it's happening for a reason. And in fact, I remember sharing with Gail, my late fiance, before she passed, actually before the cancer had gone terminal, I remember telling her that no matter what happens, we'll always be together and we'll always be able to communicate. And I really didn't know what that necessarily meant, other than she'll always be connected either in physical form or non-physical form. But certainly during her transition period and after she passed, that link of communication has maintained. And I've always been connected with her ever since she passed away. So that definitely helped me. And I understand not everyone's tapped into the spiritual realm from that perspective, but understanding that life definitely goes on, I would say, is probably the foundational viewpoint that allowed me to move through it quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. And you created the Phoenix Rising.
Yes, Phoenix Rising United, the idea United. Of unification and that we're always united, mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm. How did that all come about for you to create that? If you'd share that with us, please.
Absolutely. So it was the idea, again, after going through that process after Gail passed away and realizing that on the surface, that obviously a lot of people look at it as like a loss and there's a grieving period. And, you know, the idea of I was going to spend the rest of my life with Gail, and obviously I still am, but in a totally different capacity than I'd planned. Mm-hmm. And so I went through that and then realized that it's actually the next chapter of my life. It's actually for the best, and it's exactly what was meant to happen. And it's not something that I'm a victim of, that she was a victim of. This is all part of God's grand plan, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, I just began tuning into this idea of what is my message to the world? What is it all about? And later in the year, last year, this idea of Phoenix Rising just came to my mind, and I saw a Phoenix symbol just serendipitously, and it just ignited something within me, a deep emotion of passion and excitement. And so I just realized this is my logo. This is my message to the world, Phoenix Rising United.
You know, when you were talking about that, it reminds me of something that Bill has said many times. Bill says, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter where you are, you're in the perfect place for you at that point in time. And Bill, you know, I've thought about that a lot, and it's so true, isn't it? That you're in a perfect place for you.
Yeah, there's absolutely only one thing wrong with the universe, and that's our perception of it, right, Matthew?
Amen. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, that's what will throw a monkey wrench into the deal anytime, you know. So what are some of the major things that you've learned, Matthew, especially since your fiance transitioned?
Well, I'd say the foundational thing is that we're always supported, and the fact that we exist.
Boy, so true.
Yeah, the fact that we exist means that it's we're always supported, right? Like if you even think about this moment, Bill, is like we have all the oxygen we need. Our molecules are being supplied with whatever they require to sustain themselves. And so it's really just our perception that disempowers us when we feel like we need something that we don't have. That's inherently not true, because if you didn't have something that you need, you wouldn't exist. Existence would separate from itself. So everything is always integrated and allowing us to be a whole, complete person in every single moment.
Yeah, I look at it, excuse me, I look at it a little differently. Although what you're saying is 100% correct. My perception is we're either surviving, and that could only come in a survival mentality, or we're thriving and we're connecting to all the resources that are available to us.
Absolutely.
That's really amazing, because I love the way you put that. You're either surviving or thriving, because that just really separates the clouds and just lets you, you know that you just don't want to, you know, survive. You want to thrive. And to be able to do that, you've got to get out of the physical. You got to get out of the worries, the will I have enough of this or that or the other? And you got to get into the, you know, the spiritual or the universal, whatever you want to call it, but you got to shift to a higher plane. You got to look at a much higher plane than what we are normally accustomed to. It comes natural to us because we're born in this world and we're born in a, you know, a physical world, and we just come from need all the time. And we're go ahead, Bill.
Oh, sorry. This looking at that higher plane is interesting. But the truth of the matter is you can't see it. Because when you work with universal resources, with energy, you just work and, oh, we'll be right back after break.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Recently, my husband and I were driving to Colorado when we saw a huge shooting star streaking across the sky. Boy, were we bum-squabbled! Skywonkies know that shooting stars and falling stars are both names that describe meteors. Streaks of light across the sky caused by small bits of interplanetary rock and debris vaporizing high in the Earth's upper atmosphere. The rare few that survive and hit the ground are known as meteorites. The largest meteorite still existing on Earth is named Hobolask. It's 9 by 9 by 3 feet and weighs 66 tons. That one must have made a polyplethian or an incredible backpack when it hit. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can help on challenging your words you never heard or have together with my great, too funny words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if the music was there a little rough, but that's okay. Bob was kind of concerned about it there for a moment, but we're so glad that you're with us today. Mr. Matthew D. Gardner is amazing. He's an amazing young man. He's got a great, great, great story. We're going to get into the reason why he wanted to come here was to share with us about igniting your passion and unlocking your creativity. And we're going to dive into this in just a moment. But our show is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And with us today is Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's the honorary host here on the Toginet radio station. Plus, Mr. Bill is also the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar. And if you're interested in having a 6-Minute Webinar, you're in for a treat. Am I right on that, Mr. Bill?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun to learn you because it's done in such a we do it differently so that we take you to a place of clarity that you'll actually find astonishing. We do boot camps once a month. You can get information on our website. And if you click on 6-Minute Webinar, you'll get information on it. We're having a boot camp tomorrow. They're a lot of fun to attend. Nobody leaves. Everybody learns a lot. In fact, they're disappointed they're over so quickly. It goes by pretty fast.
It really does. And the only thing we've ever heard is that, wait a minute, we're they want to stay on for more, you know, and that's how great the information is. But Mr. Matthew Gardner is going to be talking to us about igniting your passion and unlocking your creativity. So, Mr. Matthew, the folks out there, and me and Bill as well, we want to hear what you have to say there. So please take the mic and let's hear from you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Jim. So, yeah, the idea of igniting your passion, and we were just talking about this on the break, is, you know, a lot of people look at it like a passion being a long-term project or some kind of career decision. And that's really not what I'm talking about in this respect. Is the idea of your passion is just that inner spark, that inner sense of enthusiasm about what to do next with your life. And when I say what to do next, I mean literally what's your next move. And, you know, obviously in this case, we're having this wonderful conversation, but I think people often get bogged down with decisions, with confusion, with the idea of what should they be doing with their lives. And if you really just focus in on, hey, there's always this intuitive voice inside yourself guiding you energetically what to do next. And it's the emotions that are really the treasure trove of life. And if you pay attention to what you're excited to do next versus what you have anxiety towards, what you have fear around, you can really gain a discernment like, what am I actually supposed to be doing, rather than just living from your head. So that's the first point and first step in this process of igniting your passion and unlocking your creativity out of three or four steps here, is to just have that discernment, like, what sparks me? What makes my soul sing right now in this moment? And then having the courage to take action on it.
You know, it's really amazing. I like the way you put that, because your passion, it doesn't have to be a long-term vision or career decision, because a lot of people think passion, it is a journey like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you talk about what you've been through and how all this, you know, helped create, you know, who you are today and the way you help people. I mean, let me ask you a question. I mean, you know, going through everything that you did, how does it make you feel when you reach out and you help someone in their hour of need that really need to hear your story to help them deal with whatever they're facing?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what sparks me. And that's the idea of, like, my passion, my enthusiasm is to help people with their personal transformation. So, you know, for someone that really is ready for that next higher viewpoint of their life and ready to move forward, I'm their man, right? Some people don't necessarily want that. Some people are in this kind of victim mode where, you know, it's, and I'm not saying that in a negative way, but they view life as happening to them rather than through them or for them. And so those types of people generally don't get along with me very well, because I'll be telling them, well, hey, I don't agree with that perspective. But the people that are ready to move on into that ignition and really rise above the ashes, like the phoenix rising, those are really my people. And whenever they get on board with that and I'm on board with them and we're in sync together, that really lights me up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the things that I forgot to give Mr. Bill a plug on his free book, and I'm going to do that right now, because we talk a lot about clarity. And that's what attracts people to you as well, Matthew, because you're very clear on your message. And that's what attracts people to you, because you want the same mind of same like-minded people with the same kind of heart that you want to be able to associate yourself with. And Mr. Bill, he has a free ebook. You just Google myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo, myfreebook.me. And you'll be able to get the clarity, has no story, delivered right directly to your email inbox. And you don't have to worry about spamming or anything like that, or Bill trying to sell you anything else, because we don't operate like that, you know. And Bill, you're also the author of Seven Levels of Truth, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, and that's also available on Amazon, along with us. We just reached the bestseller with the Soulful Leadership book, a compilation of 30 high-level social leaders in business who work more from a spiritual perspective, and that made the best-selling list. That came out a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, stuff, I don't know. When you get in the flow, you know, it just kind of happens. So, but I got a question for you, Matthew.
Yeah.
What symptoms are people experiencing that they want to change? In other words, what are they going through before they come to you, so that you can speak to people out there that might be experiencing those symptoms?
Yeah, so it's generally people that are ready for a transition in their lives. And, you know, I look at it like there's a lot of folks in that kind of victim mentality, but something starts speaking to them where they're ready to awaken and really become what you might call a believer or achiever in their own lives. So they start believing that the power is actually coming from within themselves rather than the external world, and that rather than being a victim of circumstances, they're actually creating those circumstances. And they begin to awaken to that, and they begin to want to accept a greater level of responsibility for what they are manifesting in their lives. And responsibility simply just meaning that they have this more pronounced ability to respond to their circumstances and utilize it for a positive purpose, which, you know, I've only covered the one step out of the formula here, but that's an essential component as well, is that everything that happens in life, we have the opportunity to use it for a positive viewpoint and allow it to serve us in a positive way. And so that's really the types of people that come to me, is they're ready to let go of having that survival or negative perspective on life, and they're ready to step into that thriving.
So what does their life look like? What's going on in their life?
In the current state, well, it could be a health thing, it could be a relationship thing, it could be a business thing. And I serve people at all different levels. So, I mean, survival for someone that's, you know, doing seven or eight figures in revenue is going to look different than survival for someone who's at the poverty line. But it's the mindset shift that's pronounced. So that's why the externals really don't matter. The symptoms might be, you know, that they have a health situation. I've helped one lady who actually, ironically, had a cancer diagnosis as well, Hodgkin's lymphoma. And through the power of Source and God, not myself, but through her own decision and me facilitating her mind and guiding her, you know, she was able to alleviate her symptoms and let go of the fear associated with that. And then I've seen, you know, on the business side where someone, you know, lets go of the stress and lets go of the fear of delegating to others. And as a result, they end up producing, you know, larger amounts of revenue and they become more productive. You know, and things of that nature. So it really applies to all facets of life. And wherever someone is, if they're just looking for that idea of spiritual awakening or enlightenment, that's exactly who I'm serving.
You know, Matthew, before we go any further, I'd like to give you an opportunity to share your email address or any information like that, how people out there can get in touch with you. Would you be so kind to do that, sir?
Absolutely, yeah. So for people that are looking to ignite their passion and unlock a greater level of creativity in their lives, they can go to phoenixrisingmasterclass.com. And they'll gain access to my free masterclass, which is held every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's a live masterclass. And that's really the best way for people to get in touch with me and to learn about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And from there, if they want to have a deeper interaction, then they'll be able to connect as well.
Great, great. So repeat your website again, sir.
Yeah, it's phoenixrisingmasterclass.com.
phoenixrisingmasterclass.com. And, you know, Matthew, I tell you, it's one of the things that really impresses me about you is that how open you are and how passionate you are and wanting to help others. Because being a personal transformation specialist, I guess that's what you would call yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you didn't realize, you know, three years ago, you didn't realize you were going to be going down this journey, did you?
Not at this level, that's for sure.
Yeah. And for someone that's going through pain out there, and you decided to be proactive and take your message to the world and share your story to help others. What encouragement would you give someone out there that's either going through or went through, you know, tragedy in their life and the healing process? Would you share with them the healing process that you went through by being able to create Phoenix Rising?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Phoenix Rising United, really the second step here, I'll just pick it up, is once you're following that inner spark, is the idea to follow it through the best of your ability. And that's where a lot of people fall short. They end up giving up and they're not persistent or consistent enough in what they're doing. So that's really what I would say, is if you decide, okay, intuitively, this is the right thing for me to do, whether it's a healing process or whether it's a business process or whatever it may be, or an awakening process, but you have to follow it through with all your skills and talents and abilities. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people cut themselves short, just as I know we're about to be cut short here with another
commercial.
So definitely pick it up after.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I didn't pay any attention to the time there. So we're going to pick up on that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, right after this brief message from our sponsors.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging never heard.
Have you ever wondered where the terms used in computer speak originated? The word cookie, that packet of information that travels between a browser and web server, is named after the fortune cookie, a cookie with an embedded message. Rebooting the computer is literally pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. The name Google was originally coined in 1938 by Milton Sirota, nephew of mathematician Edward Kasner, during a discussion of large numbers. Google is the number one, followed by 100 zeros. The word Yahoo was originally invented by Jonathan Swift and used in his book Gulliver's Travels. It's a derogatory term for a person who is repulsive in appearance. Yahoo founders Jerry Yang and David Filo selected the name because they considered themselves Yahoos.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And tomorrow, we're going to be having a boot camp there at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com. You can attend the boot camp. It's for 3 hours. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning in Pacific time, and it'd be over at noon Pacific time, so it's 3 hours. But Mr. Bill, when someone attends that 6-minute webinar, what will they get, sir?
They'll get more clarity than they could have ever imagined about their business and how to speak to other people about it. It's a fascinating process. What's fascinating in the boot camp is not only do you learn about your business, but you get to hear other people speak about theirs. Mm-hmm. And you immediately start picking up things that give you much more clarity in the message that you're giving to your audience. So they clearly understand what problems you solve, how quickly you solve them, and how to get started.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing that really amazes me when I've been in the 6-minute webinars there, and the people who attend, and everybody becomes a think tank. And yeah, there's people who come up with better ideas than you go like, wow. So that is very powerful. That is the great information you will have at your fingertips. Think about that. Because you can put in, well, this is what I'm going to say about this here. And someone will say, well, say this. Take out those excess words. I mean, it's mind blowing. It really is. And that's what makes it so thrilling and exciting.
Yeah. The other thing that's funny is when people are going through getting the clarity about their business and developing the language around it. Mm-hmm. We've had people that have joined us at the boot camp hire each other. They're like, wow, I really need somebody that can do that. So,
yeah, it really is. And, you know, like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, there's one comment that we've never heard from anyone that attended the 6-minute webinar training. And that one comment that we have never heard is for someone to say, well, thank you. That was very interesting, but this is not for me. Everybody's more or less got the attitude of, holy enchiladas, are you kidding me? Wow. I mean, it just pulls back the veils, you know, mm-hmm. in front of your eyes, and you see your business very clearly. You're able to communicate to your ideal client because they just want to know one thing. Can you help me solve whatever problem that you solve? I mean, can you help me in my hour of need? That's it. They don't care about your credentials. They don't care about, you know, all this other nonsense. And they just want to know if you can help them. That's the beauty of the 6-minute webinar. And we're visiting with Mr. Matthew Gardner today. And Matthew has been he created the Phoenix Rising. I'm going to have him talk a little bit about that. First of all, Matthew, I'm going to have you talk about it. I'm going to have you talk about your igniting your passion, unlocking your creativity, and going on with what you want to share with us there. But please start out sharing your website, how people can get in touch with you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to check out my work and experience it for themselves firsthand, they can go on over to phoenixrisingmasterclass.com and register for one of my upcoming masterclasses. It's every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, free to attend, my gift for everyone in my network, and they can really dive into this idea of what igniting your passion and unlocking your creativity is all about.
Mm. That's what I like about, you know, what you're offering there, because you've got some skin in the game, and that you come from the heart, and your passion that you have there to help others. That's what we're supposed to do with our lives, and being able to share our story with others, to be a living example of, I did this, you can too. You can come overcome this, because everyone's got a story, right, Matthew?
Absolutely. And everyone's story is significant, right? And that's, you know, part of what we were talking about earlier on is the fact that we all exist here as human beings in some way, shape, or form. We're having a human experience. And that means we're all significant, every one of us, because if one of us didn't exist here, if one of us was out of place, then existence wouldn't be what it is. So, you know, as people really discover their own worthiness and their own inner worth, that's part of their passion. That's part of that ignition. That's part of their allowing themselves to become more creative. Because when you deem yourself worthy and significant and playing a role here, and your piece of the puzzle is just a matter of time before you figure it out, then your ability to unlock that creativity and express it in some way, shape, or form becomes really prolific and pronounced, and becomes a focal point of people's time in this human experience.
That's really amazing. I appreciate you sharing that, you know, because, you know, when people attend your Phoenix Rising Masterclass, you know, when they come in there, give a little idea or share with them what they will experience and what you actually do there in your masterclass, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. So basically, we utilize a process through this, and it's highly experiential, very little information, and it's really geared towards people having an actual transformational experience. And I utilize as one of my key tools or permission slips a process called gamma breathing. And gamma breathing essentially empowers people to enter this gamma brainwave frequency, where their brain becomes more malleable and more moldable and more childlike, in the sense that when we're between ages 0 and 7, our brain's absorbing all the information around us, and we're gathering new ideas, and we're modeling and mirroring the people around us. And for most people, they have a split. Their parents or guardians have some positive things and some negative things. So a lot of people grow up with a little bit of both, or a lot of both, or a lot of negativity in some cases. So the idea is, once they're age 7 or 8, that kind of gets crystallized into the brain neurology, and they're not able, a lot of people, unless they come on this journey, they kind of stay that way the rest of their lives. And that inner child's always running them in some way, or shape, or form. So the goal of the class is for people to get in touch with that, bring consciousness to it, and actually allow those older parts of themselves, those parts from the past that may no longer be serving them, and empowers them to release them and step into the present and really allow that future self become the present self, as is the name of this amazing show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And, you know, Bill, I tell you, Matthew talks a lot about, you know, getting people to do that transition. And you too, I mean, you've got how many, you've got decades of experience of helping people do a transition from the physical to the, getting out of their heads and into their hearts. And because a lot of times we're just stuck in our heads and don't know the difference, do we?
Yeah, well, everyone lives in their stories, right, Matthew?
Absolutely.
So it's just a matter of what story you're supporting and where that story came from. I mean, the simplest way I put it is, you know, everything I was taught when I was younger just isn't true. There's so much more to the universe and the world. And so rather than protecting, which is what I was doing, I'd rather be open to all the different things that can happen. You've experienced that, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, in your life, you know, like in my life, if I could share this, when I had my manufacturing business, I mean, I got up early and I worked late and worked on weekends. And, you know, I became a slave to it, but it was what I did. It was my lifestyle. I didn't think about anything else. You know, you get stuck in these ditches, and, you know, sometimes you go through the process of living rather than the content of thriving and living the type of life that you're entitled to live. I didn't know anything about that. I just knew I had to get up and, you know, go to work and, you know, worry about this and worry about that and try to get this figured out and that sort of thing. And I tell people, honestly, I became a slave to my business, and I was too so involved in it, I couldn't see, you know, the kind of the old saying, I couldn't see the forest for the trees.
It's not uncommon, is it, Matthew?
No, not at all. I mean, I think a lot of people get bogged down with the way they believe their life should work or should look or should be. And, you know, that's actually, I want to just touch on this third step here in the process, is one of the key components and that I really began to embody going through this process after my fiance passed is not to have any insistence or assumption about what things need to be. So if we just follow that inner voice, that inner flow, and not insist that it needs to look a certain way or result in a certain thing. So many people are living their life as though it's a golf scorecard and they're just paying attention to these numbers, but it's really the process. And if you just allow it to unfold the way it needs to, then even that past experience that Jim's talking about where, you know, he was a slave to his job, but that's actually a really positive thing if he utilizes in that way and becomes a platform for his own growth as well as his message to empower others not to go down that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I tell people, you know, we have the TV show Message of Inspiration and Hope. I tell people, you know, you've got to share your story because your story might be the one story that could reach someone. Just like someone might be able to connect with me and say, hey, Jim, I know what you're talking about. When I had a business, I became a slave to it and, you know, just didn't know any difference. And people that's went through a lot of tragedy in their life. We had a young lady, of course, I got to be honest, all the people that we had on the original webinar series, there was some people in there that, my goodness gracious, they went through some real tragedies in their life. They dealt with a lot of things, including dealing with thinking about committing suicide, which is a horrible thing. But the thing that really struck me, the thing that just really got to me, and I realized is that when they were talking, these people had overcome all of those issues. They had let it go. And like Matthew, they had decided they were going to let their light shine on the inside, their true spirit. And you could see it in their eyes. You could see a light in their eyes. Their eyes were not dark. Their eyes were, you know, they were there and they were flat down. You know, just you could just see the shine of light in their eyes and how eager they were to share their message, to reach out and help someone. And that just really made a strong impression on me. And that's when I tell people, you've got to tell your story because your story might be the only one that can help someone in their hour of need. They just may like who you are, the way you part your hair or the way you talk or whatever. But it's important to get your story out. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to commercial break and we'll be right back right after this brief message.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream.
It's merging neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by Mr. Bill Heinrich. He is one of the honorary hosts here on Toginet Radio. He is the co-creator of the 6-Minute Webinar, and every single month, the 6-Minute Webinar puts on a webinar training, 3 hours, and tomorrow is that day. So, Mr. Bill, if someone is interested in getting on the webinar for the training, how would they find how to sign up there? Let me get my tongue going here. How can they get this thing going? How could they get there, in other words?
Well, they can go to 6minutewebinar.com and get the information for the boot camp. We do a boot camp once a month. Or you can go through everything online by yourself, but I wouldn't recommend doing that. The reason I wouldn't is because the reason Don and I created the 6-Minute Webinar is to really help people with their languaging so that they can speak clearly to their perfect clients with a message that the client understands. And, you know, people are all a yes. What they're doing is looking for credibility and whether they can trust someone as they're hearing about what they do. So putting in the 12 critical components that are required to have a powerful call to action are all compressed into a 6-minute webinar. It's a pretty amazing process. It really, if you're in business, have anything to explain to anybody about what you do, the 6-minute webinar will help you get there quick.
Oh, yeah. It's really amazing because Don created the Script Pal, which is just a program. It's an app, and you answer the questions, and I think it's about 40 of them. And once you hit the word submit, it creates your 6-minute webinar for you, and it's delivered right to your inbox within a minute. Mm-hmm. That thing is quick, isn't it?
It is. It's really. What's cool about that is when you get your script, all of the answers that you gave are bolded. So when you look at the script that has probably 650 words in it or so, you see the ones you gave and you see the ones that are in the framework, and then you can rework it. So it makes it very easy from that respect, Jim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And today we're joined by Mr. Matthew D. Gardner. And Matthew has been talking to us about, you know, his organization he created is Phoenix Rising. Masterclass.com is the website. His title today for the show has been Igniting Your Passion and Unlocking Your Creativity. And Matthew is going to share a brief story with us about just one of his clients, because we don't have time for all of it, but how clients out there, and a lot of people out there in the same boat, they're ready for a change. Am I right on that, Matthew?
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's at a different level of consciousness in terms of what that means to them. But this particular client story was a very special gentleman who has a very successful real estate business. He does wholesale real estate training. He has several real estate rentals, properties, and things of that nature. And guy doing like extraordinarily well. He'd been through, you know, his own journey of transformation and that. But you know, and this is just a testament to that there's always new levels of growth, because as well as he was doing in the financial respect and, you know, with his family, and he had has a young son, you know, there was still a next level that he was looking for in terms of his spiritual connection. This idea that, you know, rising from the ashes isn't just coming out of the depths of despair, but it's literally just letting go of old ideas about ourselves, old, you know, sales tactics or ways of doing business that may no longer be serving us, or that we can see maybe it was, you know, slightly manipulative, or perhaps it just wasn't complimentary to everyone. It didn't have full integrity and alignment. So in this gentleman's case, his name was Bryce, you know, he just decided, like, you know, he wanted a deeper connection to the source power. He wanted a deeper connection to God, and he wanted to weave that more into his business. And, you know, he's got a team of a couple dozen people. So, you know, managing all those types of folks, all the different personalities, mm-hmm. can bring about a lot of stress. So basically what my work empowered Bryce to do is, number one, let go of the stress. One of the words that I utilize is the idea of becoming imperturbable, meaning things can't perturb you, things can't bother you. So Bryce essentially achieved that state of being imperturbable, began handling his team a lot more effectively, began delegating responsibilities with more confidence. And one of the key results he achieved, he did a webinar weekend where he received multiple six figures in revenue. He had a 50% close rate on his webinar. It was a live type of webinar weekend program. And he did it with zero stress. And that was the first time, particularly emphasis on the zero stress, because managing all those moving parts and dealing with hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars, you know, can be taxing. But, you know, he's been able to achieve a level of consciousness where it's seen as part of his spiritual journey rather than such a big deal or something that is seen as a gain and loss. It's not that way for him anymore. It's just all part and parcel to this holistic journey of his own personal transformation.
Wow. What was that closing ratio again on that? Did I hear right?
Yeah, over 50%. He had like a 54% closing rate on his webinar, which was his highest ever.
Oh, yeah. That's a tremendous closing rate, isn't it, Bill?
It certainly is. Yeah, I was stunned when I heard that.
Yeah, me too. Go ahead.
What was his challenges previously?
Really allowing his light to shine, because, you know, Bryce is a super phenomenal guy. He's definitely tapped into the spiritual realm. But in the business world, it can sometimes be challenging to really let yourself be true to who you are, because you might be concerned about how people will perceive that. Will they still buy? You know, will they still embrace your services if you reveal, you know, the idea of God or angels or heaven or source power, if you start talking about these things? So Bryce just had the opportunity to tap into that power of himself even more deeply. And as a result, he actually connected heart to heart at a greater depth with his audience, with his clients, and with his team as well, because his team went through a tremendous transformation last year during our work together. And one of his old business partners was no longer aligned, and he was able to clearly see that and let her go and then bring on a new partner. And, you know, really incredible journey that he's been on. And it's all because he's been paying attention to that inner voice more and more.
Mm. That's how very, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. How does somebody hear that inner voice, Matthew?
Well, it's kind of like layers of the onion, and we got a lot of noise going on here. So if we just let go of some of these layers, suddenly that internal voice, that Jiminy Cricket, if you will, and allowing your consciousness to be your guide, that's essentially what it is. But the process is going through the steps, allowing your passion to be your guide, allowing your creativity to have more expression, tuning into that gamma frequency like we do at the Phoenix Rising Masterclass. And all these things combined really allow that voice to become more pronounced rather than just a quiet whisper.
Hmm. And how long does it take for that process?
It can take about 60 seconds in some cases. I mean, it's also a lifelong journey, but within as little as a minute, someone can at least start to recognize that inner part of them, because it's always there. It's just most people have been clouding it over with other sounds and voices that aren't their own.
Sometimes you get caught up in the process rather than the content of their mission and what their life's about, really. And that's true with that's easy for us to do, isn't it, Matthew?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It's easy and it's simple, but, you know, people have to be willing to do it. And that's really the distinguisher between it being an easy process versus something that feels extraordinarily difficult, because a lot of people are very ingrained in their thinking. And when people talk about life being hard, I mean, they're right, because their brain neurology is crystallized. They're viewing things like concrete, like their perceptions are hard to change. But once it becomes more malleable and like Plato, then they start to really take authority and become the commander in chief of their own lives.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, in the business world, of some of the times when I was in the military, you ask someone why we're doing it like that, and it's, well, that's the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
And that's not a good answer. It really isn't. Because when you ask why we're doing it, you're looking for an answer that makes sense. Not because anybody say, well, we're doing it like that because we've always done it like that. Well, that's not a good answer. I mean, it solidifies what you're saying there about how we can get stuck at the same level with our vision and what we perceive to be, you know, truth and accurate when, you know, a lot of times it's just, it's a myth, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a story that we keep playing over and over and pass mm-hmm. it down from, you know, child to grandchild and yeah. beyond. And, you know, eventually someone kind of wakes up and they're like, wait a sec, this doesn't necessarily make sense. And, yeah. and those are the types of people that I work with. Once they've realized, you know, it ain't working for them, it doesn't make sense any longer, and they're looking for a better way. That's yeah. when their inner spark gets ignited. And that's when they're really ready to do this type of work that I specialize in.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading a Reader's Digest story many years ago where this guy was observing his wife and she cut the ends off the ham before she put it in the pan. And he thought, why do you do that? She says, I don't know. My mother always did it. And so one day he asked his mother-in-law, why does she do it? And she says, well, I don't know, but my mom always did it. So, he says a little while later, grandma, they were over at grandma's house. And he says, grandma, I asked you something. Why is it that you always, cut off the ends of the ham before you put it in a pot? Because that's what my wife does. And I asked her, and she says, what her mother does. And her mother says, that's what you do. And why do you do that? And she looked at him, she says, so it would fit in my pan.
Yep.
It's kind of a comical story, but really think about all the things like how people, take something as being, this is what you got to do, rather than a logical reason of why it's done. We got about 1 minute left. Again, Matthew, would you be so kind as to share your website, please, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. PhoenixRisingMasterclass.com, and they can attend my free masterclass every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern time as my guest to really experience at a much deeper level what we're talking about here today.
Mm. And all the people there, all the energy will start flowing, and they will really be in tune with what Phoenix Rising Masterclass is all about. Am I right on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because you got to get connected out there, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. We want to thank you so much for being with us, Matthew. Thank you for joining us today on behalf of Mr. Bill Heinrich, myself. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.